This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Fesco and Dusty at 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals and your home for Matt Cotrero every single Wednesday at 9 o'clock during the baseball season as he joins us today. Q, how are you on this lovely Wednesday?
Good. I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel 500, man. How about you?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to just be 500, right?
But that's right.
Good place to start.
Yeah. Last night's game, obviously what sticks out the most to Bob and I was the aggressiveness of Michael Garcia in the first, getting that run, and then Vinny slapping that guy in from third to home and getting off to a hot start in that game last night. That's got to make a manager pretty happy, right?
Yeah, really heads up base running. It kind of got set up there by the second disengagement by Parker. He's really quick to the plate, tough to steal on, but as soon as he stepped off for the second disengagement, it kind of freed Michael up to get going there on the 3-2 count. And he never stopped, really aggressive. And then for Vinny, two strikes, against a lefty, tough at bat, able to get the RBI and get us going on the right foot is certainly a good place to start.
How much has Vinny shaving changed his approach at the plate, Matt? You're going to give us all
I
the important
immensely.
Information.
I mean, you go back a few weeks and you look at the haircut, the shaving the other day, he says, whatever works, right? I mean, we'll take whatever grooming techniques help us win.
That's right. Do you think he shaves with butter like Kramer did on Seinfeld, or do you think he just goes straight with the cream?
Well, I don't know if he's a Seinfeld guy, but that would be very good to ask him.
Yeah. Q, I want to get into what this series has looked like at home. In fact, what this team has looked like in the second half. We are seeing power numbers. We are seeing more comfortable at bats, it would appear, more runs being scored. What's kind of been the surge in this offensive, currency that's shown in the second half of the season so far?
Well, I mean, I think it's more of what we would have expected. I think, at the beginning of the year, there was, we didn't perform offensively the way we would have liked, but baseball has a way of evening itself out. It was a prolonged period of time without scoring a bunch of runs consistently, and now there's a little bit more confidence that goes with the approach and you know, the addition of some of the guys that we've brought in at the deadline, certainly, you know, Yaz and Grichuk and Frazier, those guys with the professional at-bats, they're not always going to be hits, but they grind out 6-7 pitch at-bats that make the pitcher work, and maybe the next guy gets the hit. You know, I mean, there's a lot of differences there. We have more balance to our lineup now as well, handedness-wise, speed-wise. We're moving guys on the bases a little bit more effectively situationally, so all of those things play into it.
Yeah, it's great to see them come up. Like, they're not going to get you 65 home runs or anything like that, but I guess as a manager, I know I feel like this just as a fan watching the game, you feel more confident seeing those guys that have that major league resume up there, you know, in the box, as opposed to maybe somebody who doesn't or hasn't been in those situations before. And you've got three veteran guys that have kind of been around the block, and that helps everybody else too kind of understand what they're going against.
Yeah, and I think as much of that is behind the scenes, too. The conversations in the dugout, the conversations in the cage, the game prep, the thing that those guys are really good at is just talking through the game. And I think, you know, any team needs youth as well. They need the guys that, you know, have the chance to put up the big numbers, that have a chance to be superstar players. And we certainly want that as well. And at the same time, when this time of year comes around, there's something to be said for the value of the guy that knows that he's been through it and the moment's not too big. And then you sprinkle in the other guys as well that can do some more dynamic things when called upon.
Matt, when we do this job, we're obviously blowhards, but we have a countdown going on in the studio. We are six away from 300. Is there any buzz around the locker room with Salvador Perez and the historic kind of monumental number he's close to?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think Salvi's, you know, we're all aware of it. I mean, everything he does seems to be one step closer to some kind of milestone. You know, I mean, he had his 14-year big league anniversary the other day, which that's pretty incredible. I mean,
wild.
14 doesn't sound like, you know, a huge number, but when you talk about it in baseball terms, it's pretty remarkable.
Where were you 14 years ago?
Oh, what year was that?
2011.
I was probably coaching at the Dominican Academy or something at that point. You know, not in the big leagues. I know that. My first year was 2014. So, I was a roving instructor with the Rays at that point. But certainly, guys are aware of it. I mean, Salvi's incredible to watch. You know, and to for him to continue to get better at this time of year. You know, physically just as strong as he was at the beginning of the year, if not better. Attitude-wise, you guys have seen it a million times. A huge smile on his face. He shakes off getting beat up behind the plate. He's really a remarkable person. I mean, you just can't take for granted what he continues to do at this stage of his career.
Yeah, and we also want to hit on the point that the other day Bobby Witt Jr. was out with what sounded like lower back tightness, kind of talked his way into the lineup Saturday. Watching him go from first to home the other night, that was impressive with the Grichuk hit in the right field last night. And then the throw he made in the opening game of the series, everything seems to be fine with Bobby. It was just a little bit of rest, a little flare-up.
That throw he made in the first game, I don't know how ridiculous people really, if they understand what that was. I mean, just to field that ball, I think, you know, by the metrics was like a 18% just to field it. And then to get that throw off was incredible. And just coincidentally, that's one of the things that our head ATC, Kyle Turner, had him working on before the game, just to make sure that his back was able to, like, withstand the toughest thing he was going to be able to have to do on the field. And just so happens that it came up early in the game. But that was an incredible play. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's something, the back tightness was something like you and I probably wake up with 5 days a week. But, mm-hmm. you know, for an elite athlete, it's hard to do your job if that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. And for him, you know, Bobby never wants to come out of the lineup. So it was like pulling teeth. But you can just tell sometimes that, you know, it's the smart thing to do.
How did you know he was hurt? Did he tell you or did you go, all right, what's going on here? You don't look the same.
No, he came in that morning on Saturday and said, I mean, he was honest, but he said, you know, I've played with worse. I think I can get through this. But as that game Saturday progressed, you could tell, like, even just running, you know, down the line on a ground ball or a fly ball, it just didn't feel good to him. And then after the game, I could tell just on his face, you know, it was just it wasn't a comfortable thing. But when he woke up the next day, he was considerably around people. Pain has a way of itself in the way you look, the way you present yourself, and you can just tell when somebody's better.
So is this a long-term concern, or are we moving on?
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, anytime there's muscle tightness or whatever, you got to monitor it, but they stay on top of this stuff. But, no, it's not something that we're concerned with long-term.
Last one for you. It's a question about a veteran, question about a rookie. Last night, Cags, 4 hits last night in AAA. His rehab assignment, is there a possible return date in mind, or is it just like, let's wait this out, and then I'll have a follow-up for you as well?
Yeah, yesterday was day one. So, yep. I mean, that was awesome for him to get off to that great a start. I mean, our messaging to him was just go down there and play. We're not putting a certain date on it, but he's been out a considerable amount of time now as well. So just getting him all the normal stuff, getting back on your feet, running the bases, seeing some pitches, right-handed, left-handed pitchers, all those kinds of things. So no set date, but certainly a great start for him.
Awesome. Well, if Vinny keeps this up, everybody has to shave with butter, okay?
All right, I'll do it.
Okay, I'll do it if you do it. Let's do a video together, both of us shave with butter.
Okay.
Next thing you know, you guys will be texting about butter blankets. Hopefully not. Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We appreciate the time. Go get the sweep and bring on the White Sox and do it all over again, man. Congratulations, getting to 500. Now let's stay above that line.
Okay, see you guys. Thank you.
That's Matt Cotrero there, manager of the Kansas City Royals.
His phone almost cut out in the best part again.
I was like, not again.
John Sherman's like, hang up!
Yeah.
Don't give him any answers!
Not anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.